Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Mr. County Manager, Mr. Deputy District Attorney, my name is Chris Thompson. I'm the project manager for Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. A couple comments on the pipeline, just to make sure that if there's reporting that goes out of this room here today after the hearing, that we're completely accurate. The bond has not been heard by the board with jurisdiction yet. So all the discussions going on are all pre-hearing discussions. So there's no failure, there's no success. This is negotiation. This is typical in floating public bonds. The people applying for the bonds, those interested in the bonds, have to satisfy the people that will be paying it back, which in this case would be some of the businesses or all at TRI, depending on how it's worked out. You have to satisfy the local government authority, in this case Story County. You have to satisfy bond counsel for all parties. You have to satisfy the state finance board, Department of Taxation, and the bond counsel, the people that have floated on Wall Street, and the investment advisors. So there is a long string of people that have to be satisfied here. The application was framed within the four corners of the original law, the Faraday Law, and framed exactly in accordance with that. Council felt, as exactly as the county manager said, they wanted to take a more conservative approach. They brought in concepts from other laws and other types of bonds that they felt should apply here. This was it's being worked on now. There are a number of possible ways to go forward on this, and so it's still doable. But you know, it's got to be. This is a negotiation, and there's a lot of parties involved, but again, this is typical. So I think it'd be too early to say yes, it's going to work. No, it's not going to work because there's a lot of people that have to agree. We're hopeful, and I think for Story County, this water would be a boon. Secondly, on the success of TRI, recently we checked with the county comptroller's office, and prior to TRI, the actual general fund budget in the last year before TRI started operations was $3.8 million and change. That was the actual revenue that came into Story County that year. The actual budget for that year was $4.5 million, and there was about a $600,000 shortfall. In the last full budget year reported, which I believe is 2015-2016, I believe, the actual revenue inbound was over $14 million, about $14.5 million, I believe. So TRI, and thanks to the shrewd management and the support by a series of county commissioners and county management support of TRI, has almost quadrupled the county budget going forward. And we're just seeing the beginning of it. So there is no doubt there's financial success there. There's no doubt that people coming in trying to get a piece of that is going to be a threat in the future. One of the politicians that appeared at the Laxalt event yesterday made this following comment. He goes, and this is a serving person from the assembly, and this came up with him, and he said, so, and he was talking about the folks that might be bringing this forward. He said, you mean to tell me that Story County, after all these years, they work so hard, and they put so much sacrifice into this thing, after they've had so many years of trying and trying, now they're finally getting there to the edge of success, and someone else is going to come in and steal the money? And he was shaking his head. So I agree with the county manager's assessment. The chance of anything like that passing the legislature, I think the rural counties would grab pitchforks and torches and run some of the bigger counties out of there. Just one man's opinion. But thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chris. For public